earth, and sky.
In a first for the U.S., shipping lanes have been moved to avoid collisions with whales. David Wiley of the Stellwagen Beck National Marine Sanctuary near Boston Harbor led the science to protect whales from the nearly 5,000 ship transits each year.
Our sanctuary is one of the most heavily used areas in the country for large endangered whales. It also is extremely heavily used for commercial shipping traffic. So you put those things together, and there's a recipe for accidents and collisions to occur.
Wiley used hundreds of thousands of sightings over about 20 years to pin down where and when whales are likely to cross the path of ships. And in mid-2007, about 15 minutes were added to ship routes through the sanctuary, reducing the risk of a collision between ships and all whales in the area by about 81%, according to Wiley.
Our task was to find ways to not limit human activity unnecessarily, but limit it in ways that could certainly have a great conservation bang for the dollar. And that's exactly what we did by moving the shipping lanes.
Wiley said this research into preventing whale strikes can be used beyond the sanctuary near Boston Harbor.
Really, to have right whales survive, these types of activities are going to have to occur all up and down the eastern seaboard, not just in this one isolated case.
Our thanks today to NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. I'm Jorge Salazar for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.